This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump rallies supporters tonight in Georgia, which will hold two Senate runoff races tomorrow. We'll know after those election results are in which party controls the U.S. Senate. This morning, a key Senate Democrat, Dick Durbin, is calling for a criminal investigation of President Trump's weekend phone call with Georgia's top election official, during which the president pressured the official to find him votes that would overturn Joe Biden's win in the state. The AP's Ben Thomas.
In an audio recording obtained by the Associated Press of a call Saturday between the president, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and others, the president says,
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country.
In the call, Trump repeats a litany of claims of alleged voter fraud and irregularities, to which Raffensperger responds,
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Biden senior advisor Bob Bauer calls the recording irrefutable proof of Trump pressuring and threatening an official in his own party to overturn the election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says President-elect Biden's plan for 100 million coronavirus shots in his first 100 days in office is workable. Vaccinations have been going slower than hoped, but Dr. Fauci says things are ramping up.
The goal of vaccinating 100 million people in the first 100 days is a realistic goal. We can do 1 million people per day.
He was on ABC's This Week. Iran has seized a South Korean tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, alleging oil pollution. It arrested the crew. This is AP News. Britain is now using the new COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine.
Britain has taken another big step in the fight against COVID-19 by starting to give the first shots in the world from the vaccine created by Oxford University and pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca. It's being administered at a small number of hospitals for the first few days so authorities can watch out for any adverse reactions. But hundreds of new vaccination sites at both hospitals as well as local doctors' offices will launch this week, joining the more than 700 already in operation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Now that we're all locked down at home because of COVID-19, we're buying different stuff. Clothing sales are down 19%, according to MasterCard. Jewelry sales are down too, 2%. What's up? Furniture, electronics, and appliances, and home improvement items. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.